This is not really a story of Fevolution, because I'm going to bring Boxy into it for a little bit to see, just to get her involved. But today's the end of trade period, and I got traded back in the day to Brisbane.
So this is the AFL trade period where all the players find out where they're going.
Find out where they're going. So you get.
Why did you get traded to Brisbane?
Well, a few little incidents.
Was it your off-field incident?
Yeah.
You were playing well, though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in Australia that year. A few things happened, but I sort of left. They wanted to trade me, then I left, and then they didn't want to trade me. But it was a bit of, back and forth, back and forth. But at the end of the day, I went to Brisbane for the cash, let's be honest. to be blatantly honest, that's what happened. I got a big, better deal.
How long was it? Three-year deal?
Three-year deal. But this was back in 2005, Boxy. It was my wedding day. So my wedding day was October the 7th. November the 7th it was. November the 7th. Was it November or 7th?
Yeah, gee,
you might want to remember that.
October the 7th.
Okay.
And we got married, and the marriage was 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, 2 p.m.
When you walked out. 2 p.m. And that was the end of the trade period. It was 2 p.m. Friday, October the 7th.
No.
And I'd been speaking to Richmond. So I've built up, and we're going back and forth. Am I going to be a Richmond player, or am I going to be a Carlton player? So in my wedding, as Alex is walking down the aisle at 2 o'clock, I'm looking at my manager, Paul Connors, who was sitting in the thing, and he's on the phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether I'd been traded or not.
Yeah.
So Alex is walking down the aisle, and I'm looking at Paul, I'm looking at Alex. I'm going, oh, my God, you're amazing. And then Paul, as Alex is walking down the aisle with her dad, Paul's gone like that. Like with a thumbs up,
yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And I'm like, oh, here comes my wife. Oh, this is amazing. And he said, like, blues, like you're still at Carlton. You didn't get traded. But I wanted to go. It was weird.
Well, what happened to Brisbane?
No, this was in 2005.
Yeah, that would come
so
later.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, I didn't know where Brisbane came into
Brisbane
this.
No, Brisbane was, that was later on. This is back then.
So you were nearly a tiger.
Yeah, as a single man, I was a Carlton, and I could have been married at 2 o'clock, being a Richmond player, it was weird.
Does Alex know that while she was walking towards you, looking resplendent,
she knew
princess,
that it was 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but that you were obsessed with where you were going to be playing football, not necessarily the vision that was walking
Alex
towards you.
Well, Alex should have been, because there was money on the table and I could have set up her life or what.
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, they're heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
And I just want to ask you a question, Boxy, because these players, everyone goes, like, Byron, you guys wouldn't understand how this works, because a player, like a Jeremy Cameron, who plays at GWS, wants to leave.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go to Geelong. Adam Treloar is getting pushed out of Collingwood, so therefore the club doesn't want him. So right now, the club that Adam Treloar plays for, which is Collingwood, don't want him. He's got a contract for Collingwood.
That's got to be hurtful, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm going to say to you. Like, it would be like you going to work. So people are like, oh, just put him here and end up there. Just players are weak. They shouldn't worry about that stuff.
But why don't they want
he's got
Treloar?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know the backstory. This would be like Dave Cameron and Gemma going to you.
Oh, gee, okay.
Well, I'm going to put you in this situation to see how you'd feel.
Our bosses.
Go, hey, Fee, we're going to move you on. So tomorrow you're probably not going
to
be.
Do you want to say?
But you're going to come to. But he's still training, so he's still working, and you could end up tomorrow at Nova or Kiss.
No, every time I came into work, I do this Triple M.
There's a breakfast break, isn't there?
It's the Fox. Fee, Fee, Fevin, Byron.